Did you go to art school?
Yes.
Did you ever hear about the Nova Scotia College of Art and Design?
Yeah, that was one that I've heard, not as much as some of the ones in the States. Did you go there or did you audit? What's the relevance there?
Well, when I lived in Halifax, I hung out there. I would still go sit in classes. I met a lot of the people, artists, and that.
Mm-hmm.
Took advantage of the academic environment, and they brought in artists from all over the world all the time.
You said you met Eric Fischel too, right?
Yeah, do you know him? Know of him?
Oh, he was one of my main inspirations. I was a painting major, and he was one of my main sort of inspirations because of the painterly quality, but yet something sort of magical in the way he dealt with light.
Yeah, he was around the college, and you know, do you know about his wife, April?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay, I saw them when they got together in Halifax, or just before they got together. I left Halifax in 77. So there's a book out now. It's called The Last Art College, and it's a collection of a lot of the neat things that went on there in the 70s, late 70s, early 70s. Yeah, it was the leading, you know, home base for conceptual art. So a lot of that, you know, prominent artists of the early 70s went there to be guest lecturers and all that. So I was wondering if that reputation was still around. I don't think so. I think it's changed, you know, maybe 20 years ago. So we're talking 40 years ago. I guess that art schools have changed, and you wouldn't have heard about it the way it was in the 70s. But yeah, Eric Fischel, it was funny. He was just a guy around, teacher. The main thing I exchanged with him, which I mentioned in a memo to Prince Charles, was that, and I wouldn't have mentioned it until he became famous. It was a surprise to see that Esquire article in the early 80s with him and Robert Longo, maybe that's another name. And there he was, a big deal in New York, and he was just a nobody kind of guy, just a teacher. I didn't know much about him, but one time in the tavern, the Seahorse Tavern, he brought up Greaser's Palace, the movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That Robert Downey made, Robert Downey's father, and he asked if anybody knew about it, and I did. I had seen it. And he was shocked. He said, "You're the first person I've ever met, especially here in Nova Scotia, who knew the movie." It was fun talking to him about that. And I didn't know much about him, but then I read his autobiography a few months ago. There's a lot of details about his time in Halifax, then what happened in New York, and it's a good history of the Julian Schnabel generation, because they all knew each other, and 79, 80, and then they all started to compete with each other. And Eric was the odd man out because he kept realism in there, or representation, or didn't go so abstract. And so he's defending what he did all through the book. It's a good story for me to fill in what happened to him and his generation. So he came back in my awareness just the last few months. So then you show up, and he was an influence on you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I wrote many papers.
Did you ever meet him?
Mm-mm.
You wrote papers on him?
Yeah.
That's pretty Bob connected. I mean, you know, you're writing papers on a guy that, he's the only guy I know of that generation. I never met Robert Longo or Julian Schnabel or those guys. I wasn't interested that much in the art world in the 80s.
Right.
I was only interested in Eric because I knew his background. In 2001, September, a painter came to the James Joyce Society, the Finnings Wake Society, and said she was having a show. She had painted some Finnings Wake-related stuff, so I went to it. And there was April, Eric Fischel's wife, or partner. I don't know. They do get married. Yeah, they eventually get married. So I got talking to her, and I brought up her whole history. I reminded her of her life in Halifax. I even mentioned, I don't know if I called it the memo of Prince Charles, but that I might have mentioned something about it. So she said, oh, Eric, I'd like to see you again. So she invited me out to, they lived in Long Island someplace. And she said they would call me or something. And then a few days later, 911 happened. That disrupted everything. I used to call up some New Yorkers, and they couldn't even talk because most of them, someone had died. You know, it was a really traumatic thing for New Yorkers. And it wasn't so much for Carol and I. We didn't know anybody like that. We didn't have longtime friends working in the building. But people who had been in New York for a long time and grew up there, they inevitably knew somebody who was working in the building. So the whole social thing collapsed. So I never reconnected with April.
I'm going to have to look up that book. Is it autobiography or a biography of Eric Bischoff?
Yes, he wrote it. I think he might have had some help. He became a good friend of Steve Martin, and they get together around Christmas or something in some Caribbean island or something, and Martin Short's there, and they have this great experience, all of them together, different people that are connected to Steve Martin. So he talks about that, which is pretty meaningful. And there's a couple of YouTubes up now where just a couple of years ago, Eric interviews Steve Martin. You might want to look at that. It's the Chicago Cultural Center. And there may be another one, but it's interesting how they interact because they're trying to be intellectual about each other. But they're close friends, you know, and underlying giddiness to it all. But I liked his biography because it made me, it brought together. He followed the different artists, talked about them, the phases they went through, the competition, all that sort of, I had just a brief or a dim awareness of what happened in the 80s in New York. So I'd heard of these people, interacted with some of the art, but that book was a good replay, a diary of that period. He had a couple of phases of identity crisis, and didn't know whether art was worth it anymore. And he tried different projects 3, 4, 5 years ago, and they didn't really work. So it's interesting how he talks about that, and he kind of illustrated to me the obsolescence of the New York art world on the rest of America. Like, the population didn't have a meaning for art anymore. The artists didn't speak to the people, those kind of artists.
Right.
The painterly elite art school fads.
That's a great connection, Eric Fischer. Yeah.